views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by right here on Transformation Talk Radio. It's really great to be connected with you. Welcome back for all of you that have been listening to the show. What a great series this is with Dr. Friedman Schaub. I mean, oh, man, this is great. It is the Empowered Self series with my co-host, and it is really a wonderful, wonderful series. And we're going to make sure that all of you know who Dr. Friedman is, by the way, how to find out, how to get more information about it. But most importantly, if you have missed any part of this, we want to make sure you know where to go for it and how to find out more about him, how to get a copy of his book. So let me just, for those of you that have not heard, first-time listeners, this is an award-winning author. But more than that, this is my friend, Dr. Friedman Schaub, somebody that I've gotten to know and taken this journey with has been such an honor for me. You know, the book that he authored, the award-winning book, the best-selling book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, is amazing. It is way ahead of the time that we live in. And so important, so important. You know, he has put together a masterpiece in helping folks understand, first of all, what have these past 6 years been about and how we can all move beyond that thing, that fear and anxiety. But how do we do it? Do we do it by hiding from it? No. But most of the time, we can do it. And especially if we get some help in understanding what's going on within each and every one of us. He is also the founder of Cellular Wisdom, the Personal Breakthrough Empowerment Program. And he's helped thousands of people all over the world with this, whether it's emotional changes, whether it's physical changes, and has been doing this for quite some time. You know, this is when you know a little bit about Dr. Schaub, what you find is that this is someone that had multiple opportunities to live a very traditional and conventional life. And now what he's done, he's become a leader in the body, mind, spirit world and has become someone that people go to when they want to say yes to the most amazing life they could have. Whether he's using NLP or energy psychology or medical hypnotherapy or timeline therapy or another wide range of tools that he has. He helps people not just understand what's going on, but learn the tools that they can use to change their lives every day. For most of you out there, you know that he has done something with us for years now. If you want to contact him at any point in time for a free phone consultation, please go ahead and do that. Great way to do that, to get to know him. That number is 866-903-6463. We'll make sure you give that information. We give you that information throughout the show today. You can go to the Fear and Anxiety Solution to find out about his book, to find out about his work, to find out about the classes he teaches, and much more. Today's show, for those of you out there, this is part 7, how to find strength in being vulnerable. This is a goodie. Dr. Schaub, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
It's always wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much.
Big conversation about vulnerability, don't you think? I mean, it's probably one of those words that we hear quite often and most of us actually avoid. And so Tell us a little bit about some of the beliefs we have around vulnerability. What is it and what isn't it?
Well, I think vulnerability is certainly something that most of us feel scared of on some level, because the word vulnerable means that you can get hurt, you can get wounded. And so who does want to be hurt or wounded, or who wants to appear small and weak? So vulnerability appears on first glance as something very, very undesirable and something very exposing. And, you know, we had these situations, all of us, where we felt extremely vulnerable. Give a presentation in front of your peers, and maybe you forget for a moment what you're supposed to say, and then, you know, everybody's staring at you. You go on a first date, and maybe you have a stain on your shirt, and you feel like, oh, my God, what is this person thinking about me? There are countless situations where we feel people are potentially taking advantage of that vulnerable, sensitive self, and we do one of three things. We either avoid it and run away or hide out, or we are trying to compensate for it by being extra good and extra pleasing. Or when it comes to, you know, dealing with our own vulnerability, we are shutting down and we are pretending to be in control and strong and build a little armor around our hearts so that we are safer. And the discussion today is about, is that really the only choices that we have, or is there more that we can do to actually find the gifts in vulnerability?
You know, so often, you know, we see things, especially in our culture and our media, and we react emotionally to it. And a lot of times, you know, what we find is, so let me give you a specific example. You just won the Super Bowl. And you're sitting there, and everybody's doing these interviews, right? And these men that have just won the Super Bowl, well, if we really need to say it right now, you know, we're talking about Seattle Seahawks, just won the Super Bowl. And you're watching a bunch of these interviews, right? And these men that were out there just pounding each other, right, are on national, international TV crying. And so, you know, most people don't really look at that as vulnerability. You know, they just look at it, oh, they're having a moment. But is that, in fact, you know, a demonstration of vulnerability? Because, honestly, in a lot of societies, Dr. Friedman, men are not supposed to cry. You know that, right?
I like your example, because I was thinking actually about the World Cup, where definitely a lot of tears were running and a lot of vulnerability was shown. And I think that was really actually beautiful. It was a sign actually of strength to be willing to show that. And, you know, the World Cup stage is so huge, and the pressure is so big for these teams that it makes sense that at some point they are cracking open and their emotions come to the surface. But what I really liked about it is that, you know, people were, you know, embracing the person that was crying. There was kindness, there was support. You know, after Germany was crushing Brazil, many German players actually comforted the Brazilians rather than, you know, having their victory dance. So there was really a lot of vulnerability and sensitivity shown, and something that I really find a very encouraging sign that even when it's about competition, we don't have to forget our heart.
And we should mention, for those that don't know, who actually did win the World Cup, Dr. Friedman.
Yeah. Similar to the Seattle pride and happiness about the Seahawks winning this the Super Bowl, right, the Germans had also, after 24 years, finally a team, which, again, is also something that I found very positive. It wasn't about one superstar and everybody basically played for and around him. It was a real team effort, and there was a lot of you know, connection and rooting for each other and just being in it together, which is, again, an energy from the heart. This is not, you know, the good old German way of playing soccer, which was often compared to a tank or a machine. That was actually really coming from a lot of excitement and enthusiasm and with a lot of emotion. It was beautiful. I just enjoyed it very much.
Well, you know, you said something very interesting, kind of, you know, a stereotype. But there is a stereotype that we have around strength and what it means. And, you know, I think that, you know, you really pointed something interesting out about a level of flexibility, a level of vulnerability, you know, a level of playing that was very different to see, you know, a team and a culture show up very, very differently and unexpectedly. And that's what we're talking about today on the show when we're talking about strength versus vulnerability, or is there a versus. We're going to take a short break. Dr. Friedman Schaub joining me here today. You know, we're so thrilled about today's show. And I just want to tell everybody, if you want to find out more about him, you could either go to cellularwisdom.com or go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. And when you get there, you're going to find a lot of information. You can get yourself a copy of the book, the CDs, also to take a look at some of his empowerment tools that are there. Sign up for the breakthrough sessions. Find out what people are saying about what it means to work with him. It's amazing. And also, as we mentioned before, this is something, he has fabulous empowerment radio show. That's what we're doing here today, Dr. Schaub's empowerment radio show. His archives are up there. You can listen anytime when we come back. We're going to talk about this. You know, yeah, vulnerability, strength or weakness, truth or myth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
You gotta keep them separated.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is great. My co-host today joining me here for Empowered Radio, Dr. Friedman Schaub, for those of you that are wanting to find out more about him, go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. Lots of information. I mean, there's so much here. And I love what he talks about, whether it is losing control or rejection or intimacy or failure or being alone or anxiety. You know, whatever that is, you know, things show up in many, many ways for each of us. And so he's been able to help people all over the world move beyond whatever that stuckness has been for them. You know, I get to have these conversations with him now because we're doing the Empowered Self series. And, you know, as the host of Empowered Radio, he joins me here today. We're doing part 7, which is how to find strength in being vulnerable. But there are so many things about vulnerability, you know, Dr. Schaub, so many things that we just don't even understand. So it's hard to really figure out when we are actually being vulnerable. So I think it would be great to talk about how it shows up in our lives and where the confusion is around whether vulnerability is a strength or a weakness.
Well, you know, I think we have to discern between what happens and how we react to it. You know, vulnerability is ultimately the response to opening up and showing more of your truth. So when you're opening up and speaking your opinion and you're actually knowing, you know, this is what I really believe, but I may actually get criticism for it. Some people may not like what I have to hear, what I have to say. Or if you are actually, you know, declaring to someone that you're insecure and you show that you have challenges inside, or if you are actually going out there and saying, you know what, I quit my job and I'm going to go for my dream, I'm going to become an artist, or I'm going to travel around the world. Any statement that really shows more of who you are is a form of vulnerability because it makes us feel vulnerable. But when you look away from how it makes us feel and more focus on what it actually means is that you just are living and expressing and displaying more of who you are. And that in itself is our birthright. So is it really vulnerability that's a problem, or is our reaction to that what we need to change?
You know, part of this is, I think, in asking a couple of questions, which I think you just alluded to right here, and I want to kind of get back to. You know, first of all, one of the things I wanted to chat with you about is what you just said. You know, we come into this world, right? I mean, I recently had an opportunity to kind of, you know, sit next to a little baby, little teeny baby, you know, at a meeting I was at, just a little teeny weeny little Jaden baby. And I'll tell you what, I was really struck by, we call it innocence, Dr. Friedman, we call it innocence. But it is a level of vulnerability that is so pure, it's hard to describe for me. You know, here's this little teeny baby that's come in the world and has nothing other to do but to trust in these people that, A, they don't really even know, but maybe have some soul connection, but, B, are completely helpless, except for maybe being able to cry. And then we grow up, And I don't know. I don't know what happens to us. I mean, certainly psychologists can talk to it. But then we grow up. And year after year, we learn, literally learn, don't we, how to turn that vulnerability off. And I just want to ask you, you know, do we turn it off because we live in an unsafe world? Or do we turn it off because we don't really have the platform or the format to appreciate our own vulnerability in the world that we now call, you know, in the U.S., our society here?
Well, I think certainly both could be the case, but I love your example mm-hmm. with the baby because, you know, if you are imagining for a moment that your vulnerable side, your vulnerability is like a baby, wouldn't you actually want to embrace it, take care of it, cuddle it, you know, really adore it for all the beautiful truthfulness and innocence that it has? But when we are tapping into our vulnerability, we do the opposite. We want to get rid of it. We want to hide it. We want to run away from it. So just turning away from what other people potentially could do to us, all this idea of, well, they may reject us, they may hurt us, they may, you know, basically take advantage of us when we are vulnerable, leaving that aside for a moment. If we are starting actually to learn to be vulnerable with ourselves and embrace our vulnerability as something very precious inside, likelihood is that we actually get much more comfortable with it and that we're discovering that there is so much strength in that, what the vulnerability has actually to offer. So often people feel vulnerability is about them and others. But let's start with being vulnerable with yourself and see how much you can actually learn about yourself, that because you have been guarding yourself even from yourself, even to yourself, you haven't been admitting what you really think and what you really feel and what you really want. By opening up to that, you may actually already tap into something unknown, but something very potent.
You know, people say, oh, Dr. Friedman, really? What am I going to learn out of being vulnerable? What's the lesson right there? You know, I don't feel good about myself. I feel shamed. I feel like I couldn't suck it up. You know, I feel like, oh, vulnerable made me susceptible to a whole lot of things. So, you know, I think we should talk a little bit about, you know, what are some of the things we can learn?
Well, I think, you know, when I was a doctor and, you know, had to do things, you know, that certainly were stressful and for me also scary because people's life depended on what I decided in, you know, a moment's notice. And there was a tendency for me to distance myself from the patients, from the situation that we were in, and just be more in my head about it. And really just be more, you know, again, technical and correct, but also mechanical. Now, what I noticed is the more I was in that mindset, that I lost naturally my vulnerability because it didn't hurt me so much when maybe somebody died or something, you know, didn't go the way you wanted to go or somebody was suffering. Certainly that was easier to handle. But what I lost was really my deep compassion and understanding for the people. I lost in, you know, for a while really to be able to relate to them. That also really prevented me for that time to be better in really treating them and diagnosing what's going on. So that sensitive, aware part of me was kind of shut off or, you know, pushed aside by me trying to protect myself from my vulnerability. So one of the things that you certainly can learn from your vulnerability is an enormous amount of awareness. And that awareness comes from that more deeper sensitivity. That's not something we can learn or something that we can really rationally, intellectually explain. This is something that really comes from a deeper sense inside, almost like an intuitive sense. And that openness and that vulnerability is required for us to be able to tap into that. And I think that's one of those things that I learned over the years to appreciate, that I'd rather be open and vulnerable and this way aware and able to connect than shut down and isolating myself from the world around me.
I love it. You know, part of the conversation is, okay, you know, what's another word for vulnerability? You know, what might we look at this differently as? You know, is another word for it open? You know, what does open mean? And what happens when we are open? What's a conversation that Dr. Friedman and I are going to have about this? This idea of being open. You know, do we, by being open, make ourselves more susceptible to being hurt? Do we make ourselves more susceptible to a world outside that may not really think kindly of us? What does being open mean? And what is the truth around that? Is it really, really true that we get hurt more easily when we are, quote, open? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what openness is, what it isn't, and what does open provide us with? That whole idea of being open, what does it provide us with? You know, perhaps is openness the key to getting unstuck? Well, that's a conversation that Dr. Friedman Chalvin and I are going to have. Dr. Friedman, mostly. Go to Fear and Anxiety, thefearandanxietysolution.com. When we come back, get ready to be open. Get ready to look at your life in a completely different way. We'll be right back with the show.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Joining me here today, Dr. Friedman Chow. Yeah, Empowerment Radio. That's what he does. And this is the Empowered Radio series. Actually, we're talking about the Empowerment series. You know, part of the conversation really is about, you know, what is it that Dr. Friedman does? Well, you know what? He helps people. He helps people live the lives that they truly want to live. Beyond being, you know, best-selling author, award-winning author of the book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. And by the way, you can go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com, and you're going to find just about everything we're referring to here. You know, whether it's books or videos or audio programs, you can get them here. The thing that I think most people talk about is the amazing breakthrough sessions that he has with people all over the world. You know, people that have been afraid to come out of their home, or people that are afraid to ask their boss for a job, or maybe don't feel confident about who they are. Maybe you're worried. Maybe you're feeling insecure. The bottom line is you're stuck someplace. And so the question then comes, are you ready for a real breakthrough? Well, if you are, then you will have an opportunity to work with Dr. Friedman. And the best way to do that, as I've said before, is you can call him for a free consultation. 866-903-6463. And he will sit and chat with you and let you know how he might be able to work with you. Because you are really looking at a pathway to freedom, as so many people all over the world have gotten by working with him. The book is fabulous, by the way. The Fear and Anxiety Solution is a great book. For those of you that did not get your copy of it, you know, you can get it on Amazon pretty much. Also today, a free self-hypnosis recording, Release Anxiety Now. Just send an email to info, I-N-F-O, at thefearandanxietysolution.com. Just send Dr. Friedman an email, info at thefearandanxietysolution.com, and get Release Anxiety Now. That's free self-hypnosis. I'm going to have to do that right now. Free self-hypnosis recording for those of you out there. One of the things that we're talking about today, Dr. Friedman, is being open. And there are a lot of things right now that go through our minds when we talk about being open. You know, we've heard expressions, don't you think, oh, man, you're an open book, right? And anytime you've ever said that to somebody, like, you're an open book, you're like, oh, no, not me. I don't want to be an open book. Please, you'll know too much about me. I feel vulnerable. I feel like I need to be more closed. I want not to be an open book. So you see, just that very statement can put the fear in your eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I think we have to also understand that opening up, which is ultimately opening your heart, is not necessarily immediately an invitation for everyone to barge in and have a party. I mean, opening up first and foremost means actually that you are opening up towards yourself. You know, if you're saying, well, you know, I heard this radio show and I think I should open up more, let's just tell people my deepest fears and insecurities and see what's going to happen. Well, naturally, of course, because you do feel insecure about yourself, you're not really feeling open in that moment. All you're doing is basically inviting yourself, you know, inviting people into to judge you. And since your foundation of self-love or self-understanding is pretty fragile, naturally it's going to hurt. And naturally you're going to feel rejected, or you feel, once again, not good enough, and as a reaction, you're going to close down. So when we talk about opening up, I always invite people to first open up towards themselves, because when you open up towards yourself in the safety of being with yourself, What you're going to find out are actually three things. The first thing you're going to find out is that when you're not open, there is a sense of tension and contraction and almost contortion inside of you that feels pretty uncomfortable and actually also drains a lot of energy away from you, because if we realize it or not, keeping the guard up and staying in hiding so that we don't open up is extremely exhausting. What you're also going to find when you open up to yourself, that you actually are tapping into inner resources that you were not necessarily aware of. When you open up and you're actually having a close look at yourself, you're going to find that internally you do have a lot of capacity to be kind and compassionate and appreciative and understanding for yourself, because the open heart is allowing you to have access to all of this. And of course, when you are approaching yourself with this positivity and the greater kind of resources, naturally you're going to feel better about yourself because you're going to feel safe with yourself. And lo and behold, you're going to actually feel that when you are open, you can walk taller through life. You feel more connected to your power. You actually understand yourself better, and you know that you know yourself better than the people around you, and so their judgment isn't so important anymore and isn't so scary anymore. You're literally coming from a very disempowered, contracted place into an empowered, expansive place. And this is why being open and why being vulnerable is more safe and more powerful than guarding yourself and making yourself smaller.
Well, you know, let's talk about this guarding ourselves, you know, because someone made a comment a couple weeks ago to me that we have created a guarded generation of human beings. And I said, well, guarded generation? Okay, well, what do you mean by that? And they said, yes, you know, since 9/11, we have created and this is not my words, this was his words, we've created a paranoid generation. And I thought to myself, wow, is that really true? And I didn't know that. And so I wanted to ask you this question as it relates to this. You know, how do these outside influences in the world, you know, affect, Dr. Friedman, our ability to become vulnerable? Because I thought that was an interesting statement. Now, I don't know if that's true or not true, but I could see how I could entertain that thought that, you know, 9/11 was a game changer in a lot of ways, not just for children, but for adults, for people of all ages. And what we've come to know about ourselves and as a country, our vulnerability, so to speak. And so I think there is confusion about vulnerability as it affects us when we talk about mega events like this, but also what we tend to choose to believe. So can you see how folks might be confused about things and how they might become more guarded about world events and then make that introspective, yeah?
Yeah, but I think, you know, these world events are a little bit different than what I see as the guarded societies. You know, of course, the paranoia about terrorism and everybody with a beard and a turban is potentially someone who's going to kill you. I mean, that paranoia exists, but it's not necessarily the main reason why people are guarding themselves. I think the main reason why people are guarding themselves is because they are confused on how to be to fit in. Because we are constantly now exposing ourselves on social media, and there are these ideas of, well, if you're not fun, if you're not having adventures to share, if you're not having something smart to tell people, well, you know, you don't really fit into this society of connectiveness on social media. And so everybody feels like, I have to be something, I have to be someone, but I cannot be myself. And so the guardedness is not just to protect yourself from getting hurt. Actually, the guardedness is to protect yourself from getting seen and being seen as who you are, because we are insecure about if that's really enough. If we are not really having 10,000 followers, are we really someone who is important in the world? Do we really have something to share? We are measuring our worthiness by what other people are thinking about us more than ever. And that's where this guardedness really, I think, plays the biggest role, especially in younger people. And it's dangerous because it's one of those situations where you guard yourself more and more, that armor gets thicker and thicker, and you get more and more out of touch with yourself. And one of the theories that I subscribe to is that anxiety comes mainly from the state of not being in touch with yourself, the state of not really knowing who you are or not really being able to connect to the core of yourself. And when we are that disconnected, we feel alone, we feel anxious, we feel insecure because we don't have a security from within. And look at the anxiety epidemic. I think it really speaks volumes.
I love this conversation because you're right. I mean, we're on the tip of the iceberg about social media. I mean, if you really knew who I was, if you really knew who I was,
Yeah. Wow,
would you really still like me? So what do we do in the world we live in today, the day and age? What do we do to make sure that we're not necessarily telling the whole truth? Maybe putting your birth date differently up on Match.com. Those of you out there that are doing that, what are you really telling yourselves? When we come back, that's what we're going to talk about. Dr. Friedman-Chaub joining me here today. Go to the Fear and Anxiety Solution. When we come back, what are the consequences of keeping ourselves guarded? And to what length will we go? To what length will we go to make sure that people don't really know us, that they don't know about our vulnerability? And what are the consequences of that? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Dr. Friedman is leading the charge here today. The strength of vulnerability. We'll be right back.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit RUINTUIT.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, INTUIT.com. And get into it now.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Everyone, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com. For more information about my co-host today, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. You know, this is a very, very powerful show in a lot of ways because all of us understand and know what it means to be vulnerable. But what we don't realize is what Dr. Friedemann Schaub has talked about today, and that is how to find the strength in being vulnerable. One of the things that, you know, that we don't often talk about is, you know, the consequences of not being vulnerable, the consequences of not being open, you know, keeping ourselves guarded all the time. And I think, Dr. Schaub, this is really kind of the crux of the matter here, that there are consequences, but we don't really see that way, do we?
Well, we don't necessarily realize it because when we are not vulnerable or open, especially not open to ourselves, we are replacing this with this comfort zone. You know, this is where most of us are finding themselves in a comfort zone of familiarity that says, this is how I have to be with these people, and this is how I have to be with my family, and this is how I have to be with my friends, and we are basically always maneuvering around in how much can we let out, how much can we be ourselves, how much can we really show who we are. And I think that's you know, that's something that takes not only a lot of joy away, but it also really alienates ourselves from others. You know, there is a story that just I want to share because I know the show is unfortunately not 2 hours, but there is a story about this young man from Seattle that really inspired me because he showed something that really exemplifies the power of vulnerability. And I'm talking about John Mace. And John Mace, I'm not sure if some of you in Seattle remember, but there was a shooting earlier this year at Seattle Pacific University, and there was this young student that was able and brave enough to actually overcome the shooter as he was reloading the gun. And, you know, that shooter has already been in the shooting spree. And I don't know, you know, when you think about you are in a situation where you potentially can get shot, and this 20-year-old student found actually the whereabout and the courage to jump in and tackle him down, and this way probably saved lives that, you know, probably people that would have been otherwise killed. It's amazing. And but what was even more amazing about him is how he responded in an interview, and when he was asked, you know, what actually happened, and he said, I would encourage that hate be met with love. When I came face to face with the attacker, God gave me the eyes to see that he was not a faceless monster, but a very sad and troubled young man. And I really believe that his openness to see the pain in this man, rather than seeing him as a killer and a potential threat, gave him the strength to not be afraid, but have the courage to do the right thing. And it just shows you when you are really open and when you're aware, there is nothing really you have to fear. It is then when you tap into your strength and your courage. And I just salute this young man for what he did and what he exemplified.
Well, you know, and here we are today, really living in a world that calls us to have a new way of being. You know, this idea, too, about openness and a vulnerability. You know, Einstein talked about this a bit as well. Didn't quite say it in the way that you were talking about it, but definitely along the same line, especially around openness. And one of the things I remember reading, and I can't remember which book it was, but I remember a conversation about the vulnerability to make mistakes or the vulnerability to believe that perhaps you're not right. You know, the vulnerability to allow for another option. And mm-hmm. and he goes on to talk about this, and boy, for those of you that know this, you know, and I'm misquoting it, but here's the crux of the matter. You know, here we have someone that was brilliant in his own mind and openly talked about intuition, openly talked about, you know, what it means to be, quote, more open about things. And so here's the kind of final question for you for today. Is it actually even possible to come up with new levels of awareness in our lives or get unstuck if we're not vulnerable?
No, I don't think so. I really believe mm-hmm. that we have to open and remove the guards in order to grow. I mean, just as I talked about, the contraction of being guarded removes us from the growth that we are all here to have. And just consider, by the mere fact that you're willing to consider to be open and to be vulnerable, you are already accessing three of the most precious inner resources, because when you are willing to open up, you access courage, the courage to say, I am actually showing more of who I am. You're also tapping into acceptance, because you're willing to accept yourself for that what you are presenting, what's inside of you, and you're willing to accept that what other people are doing in response to it. And finally, you are tapping into the energy of compassion. And when you think about compassion and you realize that when you have compassion for yourself and you have compassion for others, whether they agree with you or disagree with you, there's really no pain, there's really no fear, there is simply this powerful source of compassion. And that combined, courage, acceptance, and compassion, that in itself makes you feel more empowered. And that only happens when you're willing to open up and be vulnerable.
Wow. What a great show. What a great show. Dr. Friedman, please let folks know how they can contact you directly, how they can schedule time with you, and all of the above.
The easiest way is really through the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com or cellularwisdom.com. If you're interested in learning more about individual sessions, I do work with clients all over the world via Skype or the phone. So there, no matter where you are, there is definitely a possibility to work on growing and expanding and living the life that you desire.
I love it. What a great show, everyone. Dr. Friedman, I can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about next time. Also, for those of you that have missed any part of the series that we're doing, you can certainly go to the Fear and Anxiety Solution. You can go to Dr. Schaub's Empowerment Radio. You could go to Transformation Talk Radio and click on all of the archives for all of the shows we've ever done. It is masterful in the lessons, the opportunities, and the healing that goes on. Dr. Friedman, thank you for so much for saying yes to the life that you have said yes to help so many people.
Thank you so much. And, God bless you, and talk to you soon again.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. We want to make sure that you have a completely empowered day. Hope you're fired up for the rest of your life, and we'll see you next time on the show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.